This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm host Aaron Katzman. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon to be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please, please, please subscribe to both the podcast and to our YouTube channel. So I came across a really, really interesting article, which I'm going to read. It's from Ben Carson, Ritholtz Wealth Management. It's titled, Some Other Forms of Wealth. He goes, there are many definitions of wealth. Some people equate wealth to your income level. Others assume having a lot of stuff must mean you're wealthy. Still, others believe that there's a specific number followed by a few zeros and some commas that define wealth. Your financial situation is some combination of math and emotions, so a rich life means different things to different people. Carson continues, I've written plenty about levels of wealth as it pertains to dollar amounts. So here are some other forms of wealth that go beyond the size of your portfolio or bank account. Knowing how much you need to be happy. He continues, my older brother moved to Chicago when he graduated college. From my vantage point as a broke college student, the fact that he had an apartment in the city, with a roommate no less, seemed like a life of luxury. I asked him about his salary to try and understand what it took to make it in the big city. He told me it was enough money to live in a half-decent apartment in Chicago, go out with friends a few times a week, and take a nice vacation once a year. I liked that answer, he said, because while he wasn't making a ton of money in his first job, it was enough to live comfortably at that stage in his life. Another type of wealth, Carson goes on, is not checking your 401k balance all the time. John Bogle had a great take on this in an interview. This not peeking at your statements is one of the most important rules of investing. If you never peak from the age of 20 to the age of 70, you'll rip that first 401k statement open at age 70. And I recommend that you have a doctor on hand because you'll go into dead faint. Your heart might even stop. You're going to have an amount of money you can't even imagine. Carson continues, I don't have the will to never check my balance, but probably only look once a year. As long as you're saving and have a long enough time horizon, the less you check, the better. Take a week-long vacation away from work. I enjoy my job. I like the people and clients I work with. I still think it's important to shut things down on occasion to relax, if it's a vacation or just get away, if it's a family trip. I don't care how much you make. It isn't worth it if you never get to enjoy it. Now, to say as an aside, we had that podcast earlier on where we talked about sort of the tug of war, the tension between long-term savings and sort of here and now saving, right? Spending quality time with the family and building those family moments as opposed to saving as much as you can for retirement. Again, not knowing how long we're going to live, what our quality of life is going to be, and what have you. That's a big, big sort of philosophical issue, which doesn't get nearly as much attention, I think, in the financial advisory area, because everybody's just sort of hell-bent on you've got to save as much money as humanly possible for your retirement. But maybe that's just not the case. Anyway, I digress, as they say. Let's go back to Carson. He goes, not caring what other people think of you. One of the weird parts of getting older is in some ways you feel like exactly the same person, but in other ways you are completely different. In my teens and 20s, I probably cared way too much about what others thought of me. Now I see what wasted energy that is. I think having kids helps. You lose the ability to be embarrassed when you have little kids. And paying so much attention to them allows you to stop worrying so much about yourself. As an aside, ever have a child who has a meltdown in a public area, in the supermarket maybe? Ching, ching. Having a short commute to work. There was a survey that said, this is fascinating, that 35% of workers would take a pay cut in exchange for a shorter commute. At my first job out of college, I had to commute an hour there and an hour home, basically all highway driving. It was soul-sucking, Carson says. My office is now a five-minute drive from home with no time spent on the highway. It's lovely. I cannot imagine ever going back to a long commute to work. I personally, again, as an aside, I used to commute an hour and a half, 2 hours when there was bad traffic each direction. And now I have a 25 minute walk or like a 10 minute bike ride to work. And occasionally there's even a bus ride thrown in, which takes, well, that's another story because of urban planning. That can take a long time, but in most ways takes a short time and it just frees up. You have hours more in the day, either to work or to spend doing things that you like to do. And finally, Carson's last definition of wealth, being healthy enough to enjoy yourself. Building health is a lot harder than building wealth because you can automate your investments to deter bad behavior. You can't automate your diet and workout schedule. You have to show up and put in the work by making smart choices on a regular basis. I'm one of those weird people that gets an endorphin rush or whatever it's called from working out. I actually feel better and happier after I work out. It's my form of meditation and stress relief. And just like no one teaches you how to manage your personal finances or save for retirement, you're on your own when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. But it pays huge dividends if you can figure it out. Health is a form of wealth because it gives you more time and more energy to do things with the people you love. So that's Carson's different take on defining wealth. And I think to a large extent, there's certainly a lot to that article. I sort of urge you to take a minute and think, right? I spoke about that tension. That's my own thing. It's not Carson. The tension between long-term saving, retirement saving, and here and now spending. Think about other things that might make you wealthy and not necessarily a financial way, but in a way that maybe with a tweak here and a tweak there can bring you much more happiness than just the daily grind of life. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak to you about your life, your money, and your investments. Again, if you like this, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to our podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.